Somebody say fire! Shot fire! Shot fire! Yeah, 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 yeah.
Serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. God is on your side. Miracle is on your side. Glory is on your side.
The blind sees, lame walks, power released. This is the voice of fire. Revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
Genesis chapter 32, Genesis 32, verse number 26. Do you have your Bible this morning? I said, do you have your Bible this morning? After the count of two, we read it together as a family. One, two, go. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. I'm preaching briefly on pressure for a change. Pressure for what? For what? He said, I will not let you go unless pressure. For what? Let me submit to you briefly that in the kingdom of God, everything works under pressure. If God has promised to heal you and you are neutral, you can't be healed. You have to put pressure on that word. The woman said, if I may touch, I know he carries a healing fire. I know he himself is healing. But to be neutral, thinking God will work it out, is a risk. There is a role. I was talking to the men yesterday and I said something. That any Christianity that makes God 100% responsible for everything is an irresponsible Christianity. Even the natural life, when you talk about the relationship, it's an involvement of two people. Am I correct? Any relationship that makes one party solely responsible for all the blames, all the do's and don'ts, is an irresponsible relationship. I have faith. I have faith. And you do nothing about your faith, is an irresponsible faith. I have faith. I have faith. And you still take drugs concerning that sickness. It's an irresponsible. I'm laying a foundation. That in the kingdom of God, nothing works until you work it out. God has said by his stripes, you are healed. Until you put pressure. Follow me. I'm laying the foundation. Pressure. So in the kingdom of God, everything works under pressure. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, and they pressed on him to hear the word. They put pressure for revelation to come out. They put pressure on Jesus. He was forced to preach. So I'd like you to understand that nothing comes to you in the kingdom of God naturally. In the kingdom of God, there is no qualification, there is no merit. Only what merits you or qualifies you is your ability to place pressure on what you want. Am I talking above your head? Am I talking above your head? Are we on the same flow? You understand what I'm talking about? You have to place what? You have to place what? You have to place what? Jacob, the place we read from. Jacob was a man who prophecy had favored. God has given Jacob a prophecy. There was a prophetic word on his head. God has said that your brother will be your servant. God has said that this and this and this will happen. But his life was still a scattered life. Why? He was expecting everything to just happen on his own. When people get prophecies, a man of God speaks a prophetic word and says they are going to get married. Or a man of God speaks a prophetic word and says they are going to give birth to a child. I expect them to start warfare, but rather some start dancing and jumping, not knowing that a new level of battle has just been introduced. This is why many prophecies tarry. God cannot lie. But some prophecies are hanging. No, the man will not stand on the road. And now, he will paint his lips or what? And now position on the road like this. And a fellow foolish man will now stop his car. And will foolishly open his foolish door and speak to the foolish man that is standing on the foolish road at that foolish hour of the night. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve, not Adam and what? In this, look, whether you're happy or you're not happy, I will say the truth. Do you know, even in church, there are people who are lesbians. In church, this is not the kind of message you want to hear. Lesbian. A girl is angry that a man is trying to get married to another girl. A man called the girl. He said, who call you? Who call you? Now, girl, they ask girl, oh. Who call you? And my pain is that some people who were not doing such things in the world are now learning them in the church. The church has become a place where people learn how to commit sin. The church has become a place where people learn unrighteousness. I am here to present the acts of God on the foundation and the root of iniquity, that anyone that is struggling with a chain of sin in his or her life, I command it to wither. I command it to wither. I command it to wither. Lift up your hands and shout hallelujah.
Who are you?
So many of us are here in church this morning. Some of you may come for the first time. I want to see the apostle. I want prayer. I want him to speak into my life. And you look at the X-ray. I spoke to a young girl on Thursday. I said, come. She was crying. He said, men are not faithful. I said, before I walked up to you now, this is what you told God in your heart, that men have dealt with you, men are wicked. He said, yes. I said, I'm seeing 17 men around you. I said, if I'm lying, disgrace me. Tell me you are lying. She said, she's in a relationship with 17 men. I said, if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying. Just don't encourage, disgrace me. He said, it's true. I'm trying to see which of them. Which one? And she's controlling the 17 well. None of them. Fool. Controlling them. What is your identity? Be quiet. Be quiet and think. How can I agree with you as my wife? You're not my wife. Go. How can I agree with you as my wife? We are believing God for a car. Oh, Father, Lord, we are believing God. Let it be a miracle. There is something we are expecting from God. And you, the man, with your lifestyle, you are spoiling the prayer. With the way you are living, you are the one making the prayer not to be answered. Are you saying you are enjoying the problem in the house? No, are you enjoying the problem? You blame God?
You know, there are some people here who can never travel abroad, no matter how they try. Even if they stand before Obama, even if they have Obama's phone number, the president of America, they will not still get visa. God is the one hindering them. You know why? In this nation, this black nation, that even has sanity, that has a good mindset, you are still messing up yourself. What will happen when you go abroad? You now see Satan. People will naked on the road. Do you like it? On the road. See, this world will not run from you. You are the one that will carry your eye to run. You like it? You like Express Road. We entered a fast food joint. I turn here. I say, Jesus. I turn here. I say, ah! I say, wait, I'm in the car. I'm inside the car. Everybody was foolish. Everybody. Abroad is the only place where they have no shame. They have not caught decency, no decorum. People can mess up. Ask somebody, who are you? All because you are a single young man. You are not married. You are capitalizing on that to sleep with all girls. And foolish ladies, you walk to them and you talk marriage, they fall yakata. You just buy ring from anywhere, slip into their finger, that is all. They start using cooler to bring food to your house. How foolish and stupid you are. As a young lady, that you allow words move you. That you now cook with your hand. Why? Because you believe this is the era of husband scarcity. Husbands are limited in supply. So you now believe. Who are you? God is saying, this morning, I'm talking to someone. Open up your heart and identify yourself. Who are you? As a woman who is a second wife, how do you feel when the man you are married to maltreats the first wife? How do you feel? No, how do you feel? How do you feel as a step younger brother? Your father does not have attention for your step elder brothers. And you don't feel the pain. How do you feel? How do you feel? What kind of heart do you have when you that is less than 20 years, you become a favorite of your father and he has a son who is almost 40 that he has abandoned? How do you feel? I'll tell you the truth. How do you feel? How? Any woman today that is gaining the husband's favor at the expense of another woman, don't worry, it's a matter of time. That woman will laugh at you later. She will laugh at you. Because that thing when they catch you for but this way, they enjoy. When they enjoy, so the soup goes soon sour. We are living the things that matter in the kingdom of God and pursuing iniquity. No footballer will spend time preparing for local league when he has a World Cup. It's an error for you. I'm sorry to say this, even if you're a pastor, hear me. I can preach you crazy, I can preach you silly, I can preach and you carry a chair on your head. At the end, you walk away without anything. I'm telling you. People are shouting in London. I walked to a young girl. I said, I've been shouting since. Why are you shouting? He said, I saw people shouting, so I shout. So I can preach you crazy, preach you silly. But at the end of the day, your life remains the same. Then I've done nothing. Ooh. Now when something is missing in a place, let me say this. If you are a Christian, you are born again, and you enter the midst of unbelievers, you cannot be comfortable. Anything that makes you adjust easily is a sign you have no identity. From church, bless you. Amen. Yes, Lord. God is good all the time. It's well. It's well. And you walk out of the church, you see your friends at the door. You change. How far? Outings. Can't you see how you adapt so easily? How you did? Ha! Man, things just hard, though. Area. Our level. Yes. Anything, anything. You adapt so easily. It doesn't take you time. It means you have no identity. A chameleon-like mentality that adapts so easily. It is an identity crisis that we have in church. The problem we have in church is not that prayers are not answered. It's because there are people who have a problem with identity. We lie the way the world lies. We cheat the way they cheat. We deceive the way they deceive. A Christian will deceive you just the way an unbeliever deceives. Who are you? Wave your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Whatever makes an unbeliever say, I thought you are a Christian. I have other points, but I can't. I'm trying to leave this point, but I can't. Am I preaching here? Sisters, when I finish preaching now, put on your phone. Go through the phone. There are some numbers. Delete them. Get another SIM card. If you don't have money, come, I'll give you. Get another SIM card. But you know the problem? Some of you will buy another SIM card. Now you go carry your hand. Take given the number. Your life is too precious. Where you are going is too precious. Where you are going to is too precious for you to waste. You are working in a bank. You were there to count money and pay people, not to be collecting the phone number of polytechnic students. Somebody come, you are counting money. That's why you are making mistakes. You are overpaying people. Because your eye is not on what you are counting. You are looking beautiful. What's that your number again? Can I have it? Is that what they sent you to do there? Is that what they are paying you for? Okay, okay. Okay, 0 is 0. Yes, 5 is 6. So you now count over. Then you pay. And at the end of the day, your job is shaking. Because of a human being that should have been despised. I saw something on Friday. I saw a rainbow in the sky. And God said, warn the church. Because everybody is relaxed. I saw a rainbow. Everybody is what? I can walk up to you now and tell you what God is saying. But it's not as important as how you are living. I can't. There are some of us today. God does not know your stand. Please, today I'd like you to declare your stand. If there are things that a man that is sleeping with you has bought for you, pack all of them after service. Return them. I said so. Pack them. Put them inside a nylon bag. Post them. Send them to him. Have you met me before? Do I know you? Do I know you? There's a case that needs to be crushed. There's an issue on ground. It's a prolonged battle that you are in now. You are in that battle now. I'm seeing a case. I'm seeing a prolonged case, prolonged battle you are in now. They are denying you what is your own. That's why you are here this morning. If I'm lying, say I'm lying.
You are telling the gospel truth.
Huh?
You are saying the gospel truth.
Sir, please come. Come to me. We have to pray, because not even that battle that is the problem. We have to pray so that you people can get back safely. Because what they have planned for you around Okene is an accident. In a black jeep. A Prado jeep. Come, sir. Is that what you came with? What car did you come with?
Prado jeep.
Prado jeep. What color?
Black.
Come. Please. Who is patience? Patience. Usma. There is a woman that has a daughter, Mrs. Oseni. There's a daughter that needs to be prayed for, Sekinatu Oseni. You are here with the girl. I'm not saying she's at home, you are here with her. Woman, stand up. Young girl, come. This girl is your everything. She's your eye,
yes,
your leg,
yes,
your
sir.
Hand.
Yes, sir.
Everything.
It's true, sir.
You don't get another one, no?
No, sir.
Now let this one you get.
Yes.
You remember what your husband told you? Your husband.
No, sir.
Can I tell you what your husband told you?
Yes, sir.
That if church go fit give you another pikin, he go enter church. Because now pikin, that be your problem. And this one, what you get now, they want to kill her. So, look at me. Some days ago, she would have died. Her neck.
Yes.
They were drawing her neck.
Yes,
is it true?
We are just... Church.
This thing that happened. Friday. On Friday. In the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
4 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
This is problem of foundation. Now your people won't kill her more, not be your husband people. You dey hear me? Now your people, not be your husband people.
I hear you, sir.
Your people don't want me you get any pikin.
Oh, God.
So you can't manage get this one. So they say no go grow.
God help me.
Pull your shoe. Climb. Oh, I wanted her to take one step. She has taken two steps. Another child will join this one. Seki, is that your name? Stand up. Lift up your right hand.
Amen.
Do I know you before? Do I know you before?
No, sir.
Have I met you?
No.
Do I know anybody that knows you?
No.
Do I know you?
No, sir.
If I'm lying, maybe both of us have seen someone.
No,
say
no,
it.
No.
Do I know him?
No.
If I've met you in a corner, maybe you have come to me for counseling or anything. You want to say it.
Not this, sir. You? No. This is my first time. I'm coming for travel.
Your passport is missing. You can't find your passport.
At all, sir.
Your international passport.
Yes, sir.
Yes. There was a woman that took it. She came like a rat. And on the 24th of May, that is when you are supposed to die. May. It's May. In fact, in the coven, they have printed this obituary paper. A woman put Patrick on the paper. Iguma Patrick.
Yes, it's
what's
true,
his
sir.
Name?
Patrick Iguma.
They printed the paper. If we don't pray, this man will enter June. Come. As I'm talking now, his throat. Put the mic in his mouth.
It's true.
He cannot
it's
talk.
True. It's true. For 4 years, he cannot talk. It's true, sir.
Come, he will talk here now. This man cannot make... He can't do anything, what I'm saying. Leave him, let him, leave him. He's expressed. The young man is rolling on the ground. They have printed the obituary paper. And I saw the name. So they are just waiting for the dates.
Evil arrow, go back to your evil arrow. Evil arrow.
Shout practical.
Hallelujah.
Father, let him start talking now. Lose his throat.
Amen.
Speak. Say Jesus.
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 Stand up. He's free. You know what I'm